Back here on Huskies Drive Time, Matt Jennings in our studio, head coach of the women's volleyball team over at Michigan Tech. They are in the postseason of the GLIAC tournament and will be playing on Wednesday evening against, Ferris State University. I almost need an echo there, Ferris State University. But as you said, Coach, while we were off the air there, they are now a vulnerable team and some holes, and maybe we can capitalize on that.
Yeah, hey? Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good. Yeah, we're certainly aware of their capabilities. I mean, we know what Ferris has done all year, and certainly are up to the challenge. But you know, after kind of seeing what they've done in the later part of the season, they've shown some more vulnerabilities. I mean, they've dropped some sets to teams that we've beaten, and some sets that to teams that aren't maybe as strong as they are. Northern certainly showed the league, I think, what their vulnerabilities are, and we just got to play a clean game. I mean, to be totally honest, when we played them last up here, they played as close to a perfect game as you're going to get. Six hitting errors, I think, in three sets. That's not a lot of mistakes. So we know, you know, one thing that we always go back to is our win at Northern, 51 kills and 9 errors. That's a pretty comparable game to what Ferris did against us. You know, Northern beats Ferris. So we feel like there's some comparables out there. It's just got to put those behind us and play our best ball, though.
Talk about the weekend that just passed here. You went down and played Northwood, 3-2 loss down there, and then you took care of business up at Lake Superior State to get yourselves into the GLIAC tournament, and a little bit of a pressure match for you. But I guess overall thoughts on the weekend.
Yeah, you know, it started off a bit disappointing. I think we win that Friday night game, and I think we solidify ourselves in a seventh place seat in playing Findlay instead. Now, Northwood has been playing much, you know, spirited ball this last half of the season. This is a team that beat Northern earlier in the year. They took Ashland, Findlay, Grand Valley, all the five. I mean, it's not a bad team. Home weekend, new stadium, the whole deal. It was a good match. I mean, we had 111 digs in five sets. We just didn't get a lot of output from the outside attack for us that night, and that's unfair because, you know, geez, our outsides have been doing some pretty darn good things all year. So, you know, credit Northwood for that one. And you know, you go to a fifth set and it can be a coin toss, and we were up 2-1. Anyway, then we go into the next day against a really struggling Lake State team, and I think we just kind of controlled the match from start to finish, and we knew that we had to win to get in. There was that three-way tie that ended up happening here at the end, and man, did that get tricky because, you know, all three teams tied at 10-8, and we end up taking the second of the three, you know, of the two spots, and but we're lucky, not lucky, we're grateful to be in for sure.
Well, you're in, and you extend the volleyball season. Obviously, it's been a goal of the teams to get to the postseason. You've accomplished that. What kind of things have you told the team now that you're here?
You know, not everyone gets to be here. You know, and for a team that, you know, I think we were joking around about it a little bit. I think our freshmen were like in sixth grade since the last time Tech volleyball has been in the playoffs. So it's, we take that, we take some pressure off ourselves. You know what I mean? It's like, no one expects us to win this game tomorrow night, and we're fully aware of that, and we kind of like being in that position. It's a position that for a young team getting into the playoffs for the first time in some time, I mean, why not take that role? You know, we didn't do particularly well, I think, when we had the pressure on our shoulders to win. It's something that we're learning to do as a program, I think, as we grow. But we're in it now, and we know that we have to play a good, clean game to beat Ferris State. They don't make a lot of mistakes, but what the heck? What do we got to lose?
Matt Jennings, the head coach of the volleyball team for Michigan Tech, is with us. Anybody banged up? Everybody pretty healthy going in?
Pretty healthy, yeah. I mean, it's geez, compared to the last three seasons, very healthy. So we'll take that as, you know, as a good thing. Knock on wood there. But yeah, we are. We're healthy. Lauren, who sprained her ankle earlier in the year, has been playing fantastic. I think in the month of November, she's averaging almost 4.5, almost 5 points a set. She's really just absolutely cruising right now, and it's good to see her bounce back.
How about tactically? Were you guys, obviously you played them once and you've seen different things. We've seen teams have success against them. Will you guys change up much from the first time you played them, or is it just a matter of executing what we were trying to do the first time better?
Yeah, both. What we're going to do is we're gonna try to focus a little bit more on our side of the net than we did last time. I think we spent a little too much time trying to figure out how to slow down some of their components. And what you learn about a team like Ferris is it's like whack-a-mole. You know, it's like, well, as soon as you got one, another one pops up. And that's just a sign of a good team. So we'd like to try to challenge them head on and try to do our better, you know. And it comes down to, you know, how confident are we in our game and, you know, where can we slow them down and – you know, that could be a game time decision.
Congratulations. You have the first whack-a-mole reference in Drive Time
ever?
History.
Ever.
Wow, I thought that was kind of cliche.
I'll go back and check the files, but I'm pretty sure that's the first one.
A little patented Matt Jennings LLC.
I got to SID that one up, but I think that is the first whack-a-mole reference in Drive Time history.
Nice. I feel like I've used that maybe too often to the team, not on radio. Very good.
You got to, next time you come on, now you got to bring something else.
Keep the first roll. You can only ask so much.
Match time is at seven. On Wednesday, tomorrow night. Yeah. And when do you guys take off?
In about an hour here. And it's kind of cool. I mean, like, I've been telling the girls to plan for the week. I mean, what if we win? You know, like, what if we win on tomorrow and then we take the top seed away from the host team? I mean, just a world could turn right side
up here.
It could be so magical. We'll see.
Very good, Coach. We appreciate your time. Good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you, guys.
Coach Matt Jennings, the head coach of the volleyball team. They are going to the playoffs against Ferris State tomorrow night. More Drive Time right after this. That's going to do it for Drive Time today. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks to Wes Fromm. And again, we'd like to remind you, Michigan Tech basketball, men's basketball at home Thursday night against Minnesota Duluth. We'll give away a pair of tickets in just a moment when we chat with Mitch. The hockey team down at Michigan State for the first time. I went back in the yearbook. I think it's 1984 playoffs, CCHA playoffs. It was the last time they were at Munner Ice Arena. I could be wrong on that, but...
I think I might have read 85, but 84, 85, somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been 30 years since we've been down there, and I know a lot of fans looking forward to going to that game, and including one Dave Ellis, who's super excited, obviously.
Is he going to be there?
He might show up to the games, yeah. But looking forward to that and seeing what the Huskies can do, hopefully to bounce back from a tough one on Saturday, and lots of... stuff going on. The ski team is about 2 weeks away from opening their season over at West Yellowstone, and I know there's at least one person happy about the weekend forecast. So maybe several. I don't know how many are on the ski teams, but yeah, several.
All right, so that's Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93.